I'll even do it twice. So let's pick the dates, Donald. I hear you're free on Wednesdays.
Biden was alluding to his political rival's current court schedule. Trump is on trial in New York City for falsifying business records. In a post on social media, Trump says he's, quote, ready and willing to debate Biden. Climate change is making the planet hotter at a time when the world's population is aging. NPR's Alejandra Barunda reports on a new study finding that the number of older people at risk of heat exposure will double in the coming decades.
By 2050, 250 million more seniors could be exposed to 100-degree temperatures regularly. That's because the planet will be hotter and because there will be many more people over 60 than there are today. Deborah Carr is a researcher at Boston University and was part of a team that published the new analysis in Nature Communications.
What we need to do is to change the planet to accommodate these needs of people who increasingly have the good fortune to live to older ages.
That means climate action to cut human-driven greenhouse gas emissions. It also means developing stronger systems to protect older people from heat. Alejandra Barunda, NPR News.
On Wall Street, Dow futures are trading higher this hour. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on Thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com. And the listeners who support this NPR station.